With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Today we're trying to figure out, they're basically trying to figure out if one of them's a bad parent or a good parent. One of them wants to teach a life skill. One of them calls it
an addiction.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
Yeah, we have Emily and Brandon arguing over this today. Mm-hmm. And I believe Emily won the coin toss, so she gets to go first. Emily?
Yay.
Yay. What's going on?
So my husband and my son, they like to do like little bets with each other, like, who can clean their room the fastest or, but now it's starting to like escalate where they're betting on sports games.
Wow.
And it feels like, and my son's like looking up the odds so he can win the bet. And I just feel like it's getting out of control. And we need to, like, put a stop to it.
Holy
because Christ. I don't want him to become, like, a lifelong gambler.
He's going to be a bookie here.
Well, okay. I think we need to know, and I know you don't want to give out all the details of your life or your family, but how old is this kid?
Yeah.
He's 10.
Oof, that's right in the wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's heard of gambling. I mean, half the commercials on TV right now and the radio are like different things. Like, do you really feel like if he saw somebody drinking a beer, he would all of a sudden become an alcoholic? Or I don't know what do you trust your parenting little?
I just feel like with this, it's just like a slippery slope. Like, he doesn't need to be looking up like the betting odds. Like, that's not something he should be focusing on. He should be, like, thinking about school and, like...
What's his opinion on Denver this weekend?
Yeah.
The over-under?
Yeah. Is he betting the over? Okay. Are they betting money or is it gentleman's bets?
Yeah.
They're betting money. I mean, small amount.
Okay.
But, yeah, really? Like his allowance.
Is this something, yeah, like Brandon is into? Let's say Brandon's into, like, wrenching on cars or something, and then you know your son kind of
tags along.
Yeah, is that kind of what's going on? Or
is Brandon a gambler, a degenerate gambler?
Okay,
I mean, he just likes he thinks it's like a fun bonding thing. I'm like, well, why don't you guys like just like go mini golfing together or something, or like do something else, a different hobby.
Wow. Okay.
We're gonna get Brandon's side here in a second, but do you have Is there like a gambling addiction somewhere in your life, like an uncle or a dad, or like, I don't know why I had to make them all male, but like, you seem like you're sensitive to it.
Yeah, like my grandpa was definitely into it, and like into horse betting, and going to like horse tracks and stuff. So I just feel like I don't want him to go down that road.
Okay. Let's, Steve, I bet you we talk to Brandon next.
Huh.
Brandon?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
What's your side of this?
I think she's making a little bit of a big deal out of it. Like, I don't mean to come off as rude or anything. I mean, I love her, and she's an amazing wife and mother. But, you know, I think she is a little sensitive about this stuff. And it's not like we're betting huge amounts of money. And it really has, you know, I think for one thing, it teaches him the value of money. It teaches him how to be a gracious loser. It you know, it's a bonding exercise. I found him looking up betting odds online the other day, so it's teaching him about that kind of stuff.
Research.
And I just, yeah, he's doing research, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think that's a bad education to have. You know, people need to know about money, and if you can do it in a fun way, why not?
Yeah. And gambling is much more accepted and much more legal in more places than it's ever
been,
our history.
It's exploded.
Yeah, and it's not like we don't have limits. It's not like I'm saying, hey, buddy, you know, now you owe me $100. You know, it's $1 here, $1 there, you know.
And you're not letting him get upside down and double or nothings and all that crap?
No.
Okay.
Has he borrowed money with juices running or anything?
Yeah, does he have a bookie? I don't. So you don't see any gateway to this at all? You don't think it's possible that he could start to get into it and go, why do I have to pay attention in school when I could just, instead of making dollar bets, I could be making $100 bets?
No, I mean, I think there's just as much of a chance of somebody getting hooked on this as there is on video games or anything else that they're doing that's fun. Some people get hooked on a lot of different things that most people don't. You know,
yeah.
And so far I haven't seen any signs that he's doing it in any unhealthy way. As soon as I saw something that I thought was unhealthy, I'd put a stop to it.
Okay.
But it makes your wife uncomfortable.
When there's that.
It does.
So why don't you stop because of that?
I think she's being a little oversensitive, and it's actually been great for us for spending time together and bonding together, doing something we both enjoy. So as long as it's not becoming a problem, I just don't see why we should stop.
She thinks this might turn into a quick problem, though, to just down.
Right.
Yeah.
Emily, are you
and
jealous?
We talked about it.
I'm not jealous. I definitely am not jealous. I just feel like
We lost you for a second there. You what?
I'm not jealous. I just have seen where this road can go, and I just don't want him to go down that road.
Yeah. Okay. So it is about your past and stuff. So I get, and you know what? A lot of the things I do and don't do are because of other people in my family when I was young. So I get it. I don't think you're wrong, but we need to talk to people who are gambling addicts, maybe.
There we go.
Emily,
yeah, but that's the thing. I think an addictive personality is an addictive personality. You can get addicted to anything.
And your 10-year-old doesn't have that, you think?
Not, I have not noticed anything that I would consider unhealthy.
Okay. Hang on, guys.
It's part of life.
And did you ever bet as a kid?
Yeah, just like little fun
gentlemen
things.
Bets.
Yeah,
like,
I can run faster to that tree than you can. Just stuff like that.
Or my dad, we would do bets on the Broncos or whatever.
Okay,
but it'd be like a quarter
with your and this is your allowance money or your
sure. Yeah, no, it would be. All or right. It would be like, I bet if you lose, you have to come work with me.
See,
for the
stuff
day.
Like that.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, crap. But
it taught you don't put up what you can't afford.
Right.
To, yeah.
There were some lessons in there, but I know people that are today, they gambled with their dad when they were young, and they fly to Vegas 10 times a year now.
Okay.
So Emily wants to nip the gambling before it becomes a problem later. Brandon's like, we're bonding. It's guys being guys. So we want to know what you think. John?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side completely.
Why?
So, for one, a 10-year-old man, that is way too young to be getting into betting with. So there is a legal standard. You know, you can't bet until you're 18. There is a reason for that. Kids at that age do not know how to handle their money yet. See, when I was young, dude, I didn't even know how to spend $20. I would go spend all that on some random, stupid things.
Right.
You know, like kids, they need to learn the value of money, not just going and blowing it on something random.
But what better way to learn than betting with your dad? He's not going to lose money. His dad can always give it back. I'm not.
See, I get that. But, like, go out and do something like fishing, you know, like something that's small. But, like, you still have to use money for that. You know, you still have to go buy bait. Like, give them a small budget. Be like, hey, go into the store. Go spend $20 on bait. Something like that you can introduce budget into. Not gambling, man. Like, people get into such problems when they're older.
Yeah.
From gambling. Like, I've seen addictions from kids that started as young as, like, 17, 16 years old. Like, it starts young because, listen, their brains have not developed yet. their brains have not fully developed. Your brain is still developing into the time when you're 20, 23 years old, you know?
All right.
But, like, if he learns to go risk his money, like...
But he might get good at it. I don't know. Thank you for the call. Brandon, how do you feel about that?
I see his point, but I mean, I agree with you guys. I think he's missing out. He's missing the point that this is teaching him about money. Yeah. This isn't just throwing it away on nothing. This is, you know, committing to something and agreeing to follow through with your commitment.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Ariana.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
The husband, 110%.
Why?
You know, my grandpa did the same thing when I was younger. He taught us how to gamble, specifically poker. And I think it really does teach people, like, don't bet on things without doing research. Don't make bets just to be stupid and get rid of your money. It really does teach you life skills. And I can speak, I'm a realtor, so I can truly attest to that. It really does give you skills later for later on in life.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. Ken.
Yes.
Yes.
Yai.
Yai. Whose side are you on?
I am on Emily's side.
Why?
Because that's actually, it's kind of reflective of my life, of how I started when I was a gambler. I started also when I was about 10, making little bets like that with my friends and then my dad. And then I started, you know, a little older, started looking at lines in the paper and making bets with friends and so on and so forth. And I became a gambler, sometimes good, mostly bad, but so it, and sometimes you don't know if you have that addictive trait until you're later on in life. And when do you want to find out that it is in his, because it sounds, it's kind of going that way. You know, you get that high, that addictive high, you know?
So are you, so. do you regret it? You wish you had a more straight and narrow path?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I battled that demon for about 30 years. So.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So. When you say it that way, you kind of make it a little bit of a slam dunk, but thank you for the call, Ken. We got one more. I don't like where this is going. Zach?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Brandon's side.
Why?
I grew up in Nevada. I moved to Colorado in 2009. But that was some of the best bonding times I've had with my grandma, was playing five-card draw with like quarters and nickels.
Wow.
And I'm the furthest thing from a gambling addict.
So it might just depend on the person, because the last guy started at 10, does have a gambling problem, and then you end up not. Thank you for the call, Zach. Steve, we have a problem.
What's that?
It is literally, we have more lines to go, but one's for Emily, one's for Brandon. We are at a dead heat tie.
We're at 50%. That's 50. If we were in Vegas,
the line right now is 50-50.
Well, we have to have a.
The only way I can see doing it is like we put it up to the text people at 51059. Are you guys cool with maybe checking the text later to figure out who won?
Yeah.
Maybe you guys could wager on it.
Hey.
Emily, are you cool with maybe just waiting to get your answer? Maybe. I think we lost Emily. That's how we're going to have to do it at this point. So if you guys want to sound off on this, Steve, who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with...
My money's hard on Brandon! All right, Texas right now. Who should win this thing at 51059?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.